You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of a video from the Hillsong Church youth camp, where crowds were filmed without masks, prompting an apology from the group. Videos show hundreds of attendees at a summer camp in Newcastle, singing and dancing inside a large tent while a band performs on stage. New South Wales police have ruled out fining the event organisers, but State Premier Dominic Perrottet says he is greatly disappointed in the church.
I echo the frustration and anger that people right across the state felt. What has got us through the last 2 years has been the efforts and sacrifices that many have made to keep people safe. That means that many businesses have had to tailor the way they operate. Now, we made those rules, and even if technically it was within the rules, it certainly wasn't in the spirit of the rules. Now, I understand that Hillsong are ensuring that that doesn't occur again, but I was incredibly disappointed.
The camp came just days after changes to state public health orders took effect, banning singing and dancing at music festivals, and forcing the cancellation of major music events like the Tamworth Country Music Festival and the Grapevine Gathering in the Hunter Valley. The order does not apply to religious services, but does cover recreational facilities. Musician Holly Rankin, known on stage as Jack Rivers, told the ABC she is furious.
It's just, you know, a kick in the guts personally to people who have lost their livelihoods for 2 years, you know, following health orders appropriately, putting our careers on hold, letting our businesses dive to 90% downturns, then seeing, you know, a religious organisation be able to go ahead merrily without masks, supplied with RAT tests.
This development comes as New South Wales reports 29 COVID-19 deaths, another record number up from yesterday's 22 deaths. The state has recorded 63,018 new cases, with the number of patients in hospital now at 2,525, with 184 in intensive care. However, New South Wales Health Deputy Secretary, Susan Pearce, says the state is expecting the number of new cases to plateau next week.
We expect that pressure on our hospitals to continue for at least the next few weeks, although what we are starting to become increasingly confident of is that we will see a plateauing next week. And that is pleasing, but that plateauing is obviously still at a relatively high level of COVID patients in our hospitals and in our ICUs.
Meanwhile, Queensland believes its peak is approximately 2 weeks away, after reporting 23,830 new COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths on Friday. It comes as the state plans to lift restrictions on domestic visitors on Saturday. Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard says deaths are occurring in hospitals, aged care and homes.
We're seeing reports of people having an illness for a short period and then sudden deaths, and we've reported about those earlier on. That's been reported elsewhere in Australia, around the world, where it's myocarditis, which I think I've referred to on a previous occasion. But we are certainly keeping a close eye on those, particularly when there are deaths. We investigate those particularly.
There are 589 people being treated in hospital, including 41 in intensive care and 15 on ventilators. South Australia has also released COVID-19 modelling, showing cases are likely to peak between 6,000 and 10,000 in the coming 10 days. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state was headed for 30,000 to 40,000 daily cases by next week, if it wasn't for some of the restrictions introduced on Boxing Day. He also acknowledges the significant strain on the state's ambulance service, which saw 42 life-threatening incidents left unattended on Thursday night.
We have very significantly increased the number of ambulance officers, but we're in an extraordinary situation at the moment. An extraordinary situation. Our South Australian ambulance officers, like every doctor and nurse in the entire state, is coming under enormous pressure. I really feel for them, but I'm very proud that they have been able to rise to that challenge. We've still got a couple of pretty tough days and weeks in front of us.
Across the border, Victoria is addressing its own overwhelmed health system by announcing 2 Medi-hotels will be set up in the state to provide hospital-in-the-home style care for more than 300 COVID-19 patients. Commissioner of COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria, Emma Casser, who runs the state's Medi-hotels, says they are working in partnership with Northern Health and Royal Melbourne Hospital.
The Medi-Hotels will remain distinct and separate from the quarantine program. We still have to maintain our capacity within the quarantine program for unvaccinated international arrivals and for members of the public and frontline workers who can't self-isolate at home.
This announcement comes as the state records 976 people in hospital, including 112 in ICU and 18 deaths. Acting Health Minister James Molino is urging those who are not vaccinated to pay attention to the statistics.
Half of the people in ICU come from 6% of the population, those who are unvaccinated. When it comes to deaths, 60% of deaths come from 3% of the population, those over 50 who are unvaccinated.
To Tasmania, local businesses that have had a significant reduction in profits due to COVID-19 will be able to apply for up to $5,000 in additional support from the state government. Premier Peter Gutwin says businesses with a downturn of at least 30% since the 15th of December, compared to the same period last year, will be eligible.
The downturn for those businesses may have been caused by loss of staff due to exposure that has affected the business's ability to operate, or loss of business as well due to significantly lower than usual customer demand.
It comes as 1,201 new infections are detected in Tasmania, with 10 people being treated in the state's hospitals for the virus, but none in intensive care. The Northern Territory has reported 546 new COVID-19 infections and 27 people in hospital as the government makes an embarrassing confession over an exposure site reporting failure. Chief Minister Michael Gunner admits there is no excuse for the blunder.
We want people to check in at venues with the Territory Check-In app, because that means we can let you know if you've been to the same location as a positive case. Territorians have a right to know that. The messages are intended to inform someone they have been to an exposure site and to monitor for symptoms. Yesterday, we requested an update on the exposure site messaging and the process. We were advised that over the past week, these messages have not been sent. There is no excuse for this.
And the ACT has recorded 1,125 new COVID-19 cases on the first day rapid antigen test results were included in the official tally. 27 people are being treated for COVID-19 in ACT hospitals, including three in intensive care, all of whom require ventilation. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.